Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show with Bob. Today, we're going to start off with an interview. I have up in here James Rushing, who was a member of the soul group The Devotions. Your mic's on. You want to say hi?
Hi. James Rushing here.
So The Devotions, and I guess we're going to be talking about a few related groups. We're all from DuSable High School, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So you guys released one record called Can You Explain It? And the B-side was really good, too. It was called Doo-Doo-Doo-Dop. But you guys sang on at least one of the record, and other group members did some other stuff, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so I guess we could start off by saying, talking about just how did the group form?
Well, the group formed, actually, we were singing before I went to the military in 1965. And when I came back from the military, then we kept singing. And one of the members had gotten out of the Navy. So we got together just kind of messing around and decided we would try to do something.
Okay. Together. So you were singing even before you went to the military. You were in high school. You were singing too, right?
Yes, I was singing at DuSable High School. We had a show called The Hijinks.
Okay.
And we sang in Hijinks.
So that was like your the talent show of the school?
Yeah, it was at the main talent show with Walter Diet.
Okay, and that was sponsored by the school, or what was
it? Yes, it was sponsored by the school. We would have it every year, and you had to be qualified to be a part of the Hijinks.
You had to be a good singer, you mean?
Everybody couldn't get in it, yes.
Okay, so what was the name of the group you had while you were in school?
In DuSable.
Oh, okay. Well, but you were talking before about a group called the Harmatones. Did you see
that? Was the group.
So, okay.
The Harmatones. When I got to DuSable, there was a group called the Harmatones. And when they graduated, moved out, then we became the Harmatones.
Okay,
so new people.
So there was like originally a Harmatones and then you guys sort of took on.
We gave it the name on.
Yeah. And actually, we might talk a little bit about it later, but I guess one. At least a few of the members of the Harmatones also recorded as the Major Three later. We were, like, James Neal, we were talking about him before.
Yeah, John Neal.
John Neal, sorry.
Right.
So, but you guys were in a group called the Harmatones, and then you went to the military, and another group member went to the military, is that right?
Yes.
And then when you came back, you formed a new group.
We formed a group. We had a group called the Loveneers. The Loveneers didn't progress. We didn't really do any recording. But we did come out with the Devotions.
Okay. So who were the members of the Devotions?
The Devotion was James Whitlock, myself, James Rushing, Ed Berryman, and his brother sang from time to time, John Berryman, and McKinley Norris.
But John Berryman's not on record, right?
John Berryman did a part on the record.
Okay.
But he was not a part of the photograph.
Okay. So there's actually five members on record,
right?
Singing,
right.
Okay, so how'd you come up with the name The Devotions? You were the Loveneers before. Why'd you change your name?
We thought The Devotion would sound better, and it's a name that has some meaning.
Okay,
devoted.
Okay, so you guys just came up with that name, pretty
yes.
much. So then, how'd you end up recording and come up with how'd you come up with like a record deal and recording?
Well, we had this manager. Seben Foster was his name, and he had connections. In fact, he had the label, Salem Nation.
Yeah, he was one of the owners of the Salem Nation label. So how'd you get him as your manager?
McKinley had come across him.
Okay.
McKinley Norris, member of the group.
Okay.
And Mr. Foster, he liked the group. He liked our sound. In fact, he liked our sound better than we did. Because at one point, we didn't think we were ready for the studio. And he said, well, I'm the manager. And if I'm putting out the money, I think you're ready. So, okay, let's do this.
Okay. So you guys, had you been doing shows and stuff after school? Because you talked about doing that talent show in school. Were you doing shows ever as a Devotions or just kind of singing by yourselves pretty much?
No, more or less little neighborhood things. They would have talent shows, small events. But when we went into the studio, then things started to kind of look up.
Okay.
And as I was reminded by a member today, we did go to Milwaukee to promote Can You Explain It? I remember going to Kentucky, Paducah, to push the record.
Well, let's play the record, and then we could talk more about what happened when it was released. So this is your first record you released on Nation Records. This came out like 65, around 66, maybe?
Well, no, it was more or less like 69.
Oh, 69.
Yes.
Okay, so this is The Devotions with Can You Explain It? Okay, you're tuned to the Sitting in the Park show. Right now, we're in the middle of an interview with James Rushing, who was a member of the group The Devotions. That was just their record, Can You Explain It?, which we came out in the late 60s, we were just talking about. And the B-side of that record is excellent, too. That's called Doo-Doo-Doo-Dop. I think in England, actually, it's collectible. Like the British people like the B-side of that record.
Oh, great.
They like the up-tempo size of the record. So I think I'll hopefully get a chance to play that record later in the interview because it's also a really good side. So what was happening at the time? You said you went and started doing some shows. You went to Milwaukee when that record came out.
Right. We pushed it in Milwaukee, and we went to Paducah, Kentucky to push it. But it didn't go where we expected it and wanted it to go.
So was that, like, did it get any play, or was it lack of promotion, or, you don't know?
I think it was lack of financial backing.
Okay. Like Nation Records didn't push it enough?
Not really, and I don't think they had the resources to send it where it needed to go.
Okay. Yeah, I know that their biggest artist that they had later was Bobby Rush. He had he had some hits on the label, and I know another group I interviewed, the Five Wagers, had some records on the label.
Okay.
But you were like one of the first artists on the label, so they probably had less money back then.
Right.
So, but you don't. Yeah. So did you do shows in Chicago after that came out too? Do you remember?
No, we didn't. It wasn't pushed in Chicago.
Okay.
The DJs weren't playing in Chicago. I think they started outside and probably wanted to work back this way.
Okay. So then another thing you did, so that was pretty much the only record you released as The Devotions, right?
Correct.
But you did back another Nation artist, right?
Correct.
What's the story with that?
Well, Jackie Beavers, she had sang with us for a while, and Mr. Foster was pushing her as a solo artist.
Okay.
And they changed her name to Tammy Levon.
Okay.
I think that they thought it would be a better stage name.
Yeah, I think there was a Detroit artist named Jackie Beavers, a guy. So probably there was confusion there too.
Okay.
So how did you know Jackie Beavers?
Well, as I said, she was an artist with the label with Stephen Foster, and he didn't have many artists. So we came in contact.
Oh, so you didn't know her until he had signed her, actually? Is that right?
That's correct.
So, and he got you to sing behind her first record?
Right, we did do background for her.
So her first record they released before she changed her name to Tammy Levon as Jackie Beavers. So the record was called Come Back My Love. So you guys are singing background on that record?
Yes, I believe so on that one.
Okay, well, I'm going to play Jackie Beavers, Come Back My Love. And if people don't remember, Tammy Levon, she had a much bigger hit in Chicago with Schoolgirl's Dream.
That's right.
But there's no backing group on that record. I'll play that near the end of the interview. But this is Jackie Beavers' first recorded record with The Devotions on backup. This track is called Come Back My Love. Okay, right now we're in the middle of an interview with James Rushing, member of the group The Devotions. That was Jackie Beavers just now, a.k.a. Tammy Levon. That was her first record, Come Back My Love, and the backing group on that record was The Devotions. So we were just talking about how she sounds really young on that record, and you were saying she was still in school at that time?
I said high school. She was really young, and I had forgotten that song.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's a nice, real nice Chicago sound, though, especially
yes.
with that group. Yeah, her I guess her other song was teen-themed, too, because it was Schoolgirl's Dream, which I'll play near the end of the interview. So that was pretty much the only two records that the whole group, The Devotions, sang on, right, even though other members did go on to do different things. So what's the story? Did the group break up, or what happened with the group?
Tell you the truth, the group kind of faded out. The members started taking on responsibilities, being married, working, and it just wasn't working out.
Okay. So, but then I know one of the members, McKinley Norris, went to sing with a group called the Paramounts, right?
Yes, he did.
So what was the story with that? That was after the Devotions?
That was around the tail end of the Devotions. He joined a girls group, the Paramount. He was the only guy singing with three girls.
Which is unusual. There's not, I guess,
because,
yes. Yeah, there's not a lot of groups like that.
I just kind of wondered how he managed to get in the group.
So were the Paramounts, who were the members of the Paramounts?
There was two sisters, Cormie Vance and Earlene Vance. There were Rosemarie Rice and McKinley.
Okay. And were they all from DeSabo High School also?
Yes, they all had attended DeSabo High School.
Okay. So McKinley, but you don't know how he came in contact with the girls or got signed up with them or anything?
Well, I knew the girls. I went to school with them, and I sang around with them. And to tell you the truth, I don't know how McKinley got connected with them.
Okay.
But he had been with a group. I think they had some organization, and they had got together with Oscar Brown Jr.
Okay.
And they had gone to California to be on the Smothers Brothers show, and from there they kind of stuck together.
Okay. So I'm going to play. And so the Paramounts, they released one record called I Don't Want to Lose You and Come Go With Me Were the Sides. And then they released another record backing singer Bobby Jones. So, and the record that they did release, the Come Go With Me, it's on the same label as the theme song for my show. I just wanted to point that out. Because the Otis Brown that I play every week, the Southside Chicago, it's on the exact same label as the Paramount. So they probably, and I think Rosemarie Rice wrote one of Otis Brown's records, so they definitely had some connections to him too. So I'm going to play one of the Paramount's records. This is called Come Go With Me. And then we could talk some more about what other people involved with the group did. So this is, again, the Paramounts with Come Go With Me.
Thank you.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. Right now you're listening to an interview with James Rushing, member of The Devotions. The record we just played was by a group called The Paramounts. That was called Come Go With Me. And that group had, as the one male member of the group, McKinley Norris, who was previously in The Devotions. So that was one of the things that the group members went on to do. And there was a second Paramounts record where they were backing Chicago singer Bobby Jones. But I guess you, James Rushing, also did some more recording work, right?
Yes. Around last of 1968, I had recorded a song entitled Different Strokes.
Okay.
Different Shades.
Different Shades, yeah.
Different Shades.
And so that you had recorded with like a white singer, right? A female, right?
Yes, she was Jewish. Carol Kaufman.
Okay, and the record was released as Coffee and James. Is that right?
That's right.
So it's pretty much the Coffee and James is you, James Rushing, and a white girl named Carol Kaufman. And I'm emphasizing that she's a white girl because that's the theme of the song. It's called Different Shades.
Different Shades.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm black and you're white, but we get along together.
Yeah, but I tell you, that white girl could jam. That white girl could sing.
Okay.
Sing.
Yeah, she had a solo record on the same. So your record, it came out on the Philips label.
Correct.
I think around 69. And is that right?
Yeah, the end of 68 going to 69 around that time.
Okay. And she later had a solo record on the same label. So what's the story? How did you get hooked up with the Philips label and to record this record, and how did you get hooked up with Coffee?
Well, one way I got hooked up with is one of the Paramounts, Earlene Vance, was working at a theater downtown, and by her being outgoing and a singer herself, she had come across the producers of this record, Joel Corey and Richard Toops.
Okay.
And they wanted her to do some things, and in the process, she mentioned me, and they came up with the idea of this black guy can do the flip the other pie with this girl, and we can make this work.
Okay. So and then you came up with this Different Shades song. So I want to play the record, and then we could talk some more. So this is Coffee and James with Different Shades.
Treating you so bad.
Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. That was just Coffee and James with Different Shades. And right now, the James from that is up in here talking about his records. That was James Rushing, who was a member of the group The Devotions. And we were just talking about how Coffee was a white girl named Carol Kaufman that you didn't know her ahead of time, but they had found her to do the record with you.
Correct.
So the first thing I want to say about that record is when I first heard that record, like a long time ago, I just assumed it was from Philly because your vocal is a straight, like, Delphonic-style falsetto. Like, that Philly style is a falsetto. Okay. So I'm just surprised that it ended up, like, in a Chicago-type record like that. But was that just the idea of the producers to sing like that, or had you sang like that on other things, or...
No, I had not sang like that on other things. It was their idea, and they wanted to try it, and apparently it worked to their satisfaction.
Okay. Yeah, the song works, and you could tell they kind of wanted to go maybe like pop crossover with the song. It kind of was popish, and it had this kind of, you know, integration type theme, like a positive message type theme in the
song. Well, we'll say it was uniquely different. Yes.
So you were telling me the song got killed, actually, after the assassination of Martin Luther King, is that right?
Yes, the idea didn't swing so well.
Okay, there was like
Different Shades, black and white coming together. And you know, somebody said, "Well, wait a minute now."
So your record was getting some play, and then that happened, and then there was just all this tension, and they stopped playing.
Yes, it kind of faded.
Okay, so definitely bad. I guess bad timing on on the record. So what happened after that? Were you kind of disillusioned? Did you keep singing?
Singing. I've been singing most of my life, so I didn't give up on it. Of course, I more or less started singing with church choirs and ensembles more than with the rock.
So you started doing mainly gospel music. You stopped doing secular music after that?
Well, I wouldn't say I stopped. I still doing, but the focus came on gospel because the group had broken up, and it wasn't easy to find someone who could sing harmony.
Okay.
Who was not occupied doing that.
What do you mean? There were a lot of groups, but
The harmony wasn't really tight.
Okay.
And I just got tired of singing with groups where I have to keep showing different people their notes.
Okay. Yeah, I think maybe that era was ending where people harmonized in high school, you know, like, because at the time you were doing it was kind of like an organic thing where you just came up doing that.
Right.
That's what kids did. And afterwards, maybe people weren't doing it. You have to teach it to them. So
right, that's correct. So, and even today, you know, you find a group and they're singing, and you got four guys and two of them singing the same note. Not.
Yeah, they don't know how to do the 60s, 70s style harmony. So I want to play some of the stuff you're doing today, because the gospel stuff you're doing. But first, I just wanted to play the B side of your first record because it's also an excellent cut. So I'll play this record, and we could talk some more. If anyone has any questions for James, you can call up at 773-702-8424. Right now, I'm going to play the B-side. This is The Devotions. The track is called Doo-Doo-Doo-Dop.
Go to heaven, or if you go down below, I'll do the things that you do. I wanna be wherever you go now, baby. It's our life. You come along, God, baby, leave me alone.
Okay, that was just the Devotions with the B-side of their first record, Doo-Doo-Doo-Dop. And we were just talking about it. That side is an excellent song, maybe even a little bit better than the A-side. And maybe if it had like a real title and real promotion, like if they promoted the right side, it would have been a bigger hit. So finally, we should talk about what you're doing today with your gospel group. And you brought one of your recordings to play.
Okay, the gospel group I'm performing with today is called Favor, and that's spelled P-H-A-V-A.
Okay.
Favor.
Okay, like hip-hop kind of spelling.
Well, it's different.
Okay. So, how long has this group been together?
Well, the group has been together for quite a while. I joined the group in the year 2000. They were going to Germany to do some concerts. And what happened is one of the members, he couldn't get a passport.
Okay.
And they called me in to fill in, and that's when I joined the group.
Okay, so are you singing lead on their recordings now, or some of their recordings?
Well, I sing lead and background with this group.
Okay, so what's this track I'm going to play right now?
This track is The Last Mile of the Way.
Okay.
And we had done that at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Okay.
We opened for a bluegrass group of all things.
Okay. When was this? So this was recorded live at the Old Town School?
Right, last year.
Last year?
Last spring.
Okay. And so on this record, I just want to say people should listen because it's totally excellent. There's just a guitar and then you guys harmonizing on it, right?
Right.
And are you singing lead on this one?
Right, I do the lead on this one.
Okay, and what's it called again? I'm sorry.
The Last Mile of the Way.
The Last Mile, okay. So
the old Sam Cooke song.
Okay, so I'll play the record and then we could talk a little bit more.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Mr. James Rushing as he does.
James Rushing.
Last Mile.
James Rushing. Let him be sure.
Thank you, Lou.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, oh Lord, if I work to the close of the day, my Lord, I shall see the great King, all His beauty. When I've gone the last mile of the way, Lord, yes, sir. When I've gone the last mile of the way, oh Lord, I shall rest at the close of the day.
I shall rest,
my Lord, for I know
there's joy
that awaits. If I were for Christ to proclaim the glad story, oh Lord, if I see for His sheep gone us way, my Lord, I am sure He will show me in His glory. at the close of the day. I know, oh, I know, there's joy away. Oh, when I'm gone, the last mile of the way, Lord.
Okay, that was just James Rushing with his gospel group. That was, what would they call it? They were called Favor?
Favor, yes.
Okay, and that was a track you guys did live at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago called The Last Mile. So I guess this is the end of the interview. So first of all, I got to say thanks so much for coming up here and telling the story of your group. Definitely, you know, a lot of the groups I talk to are from the West Side, so it's good also to represent some South Side. Southside Chicago groups and DeSalvo High School. I don't think I've talked to people from DeSalvo High School up in here yet.
Okay.
You were telling me Joanne Garrett went to DeSalvo.
Yeah, right? Joanne Garrett, excellent vocalist. Yes.
Okay. So is there any last words for... Well, actually, also, can they ever see you perform with your gospel group?
Yes, we perform from time to time. We performed in Oak Park recently. We did the Evanston Festival this summer. And Old Town School of Folk Music, and different places. In fact, call on us sometimes. Who knows? We might perform for. We even did a push with Channel 9 News one morning.
Okay.
So briefly. But hey.
So if anyone, I guess, needs to wants the gospel group to perform, you can call up here and I can let James know.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And so you never released any material, right?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, definitely let me know.
We're working on that.
Yeah, let me know when you release material, and I will announce it on the air.
Very well.
So any last words for the audience?
Well, for the audience, I would say that don't give up and don't forget the beginning and the foundation and these records and songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, even the 50s. Like, this is our heritage. This is our foundation. This is where it started. That's when singing was singing. Well, I said it was singing. And for real. And that's where your harmonies come from. We don't have these kind of harmonies today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, one of the last places to hear it is in gospel music.
So if you got some of these old 45s and LPs, get it on CDs and enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming up. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, well, this last record I'm going to play is Tammy Levon, the same person as Jackie Beavers we talked about before. This is her big hit in Chicago. This is called The Schoolgirl's Dream.